Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Veterans Affairs Department officials say they're racing to comply with major changes Congress made to veterans' education benefits last year. But they say they're likely to miss an August 1st deadline to put in place key provisions of the Forever GI Bill. Because, you guessed it, of complex changes programmers have to make to VA's IT systems. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has details.
The Forever GI Bill made dozens of changes to education benefits for veterans who served in the post-9/11 generation, and 17 of them are set to take effect less than 2 weeks from now. VA officials say they'll be able to use temporary IT workarounds to implement 15 of those, but the two remaining ones will take more time, creating doubt about how ready VA will be for students who are enrolling for the fall semester. Robert Worley is the director of the Education Service in the Veterans Benefits Administration.
This is a complex, heavy lift effort. We've made very good progress to date. We didn't get to the 16 July date we were hoping for. We need to slip that about a month, and that's where we are. And we have a handful of defects left and continuing to monitor and try to improve the automation run.
The two provisions at issue are also the ones that have the most sweeping impact on veterans. Because of that, they're also the most complicated ones to implement. One section changes the housing stipends veterans receive. To account for the expansion of distance learning, it changes the payment calculations to reflect where the veteran is physically located, instead of the cost of living at the school's actual campus. Another incorporates a gradual 5% reduction in housing allowances to match a similar reduction Congress put in place for military members several years ago.
To deliver a complete and fully responsive IT solution for these sections, OIT must significantly modify the fundamental set of business rules built into the long-term solution technology, LTS. It must also install the proper MHA rate tables that are in our GI Bill approved database, the WEAMS system, the Web-Enabled Approval Management System, which is where LTS pulls the data. And it must also modify the system that SCOs use to send student enrollment information to the VA, a system called VA Once. Implementing these system modifications is extremely challenging because of the complexity of the IT testing environments, including the fact that Education Service is supported by multiple legacy systems. All testing relies on access to and synchronization of data feeds from multiple supporting systems. There are critical and complex technical system and data interdependencies that add to the challenge.
VA is implementing the new rules and IT workarounds at the same time it's phasing out an ancient computer system it's used for the past 50 years. The Benefits Delivery Network is the Veterans Benefits Administration's main database and payment system. Worley told Congress the Education Service and VA's Office of Information and Technology are working literally around the clock to fix the few remaining software defects that are keeping it from fully implementing the Forever GI Bill, but he couldn't say with 100% confidence that the system will be ready to accurately process payments for the fall semester. That's partly because, since April, the department has asked schools to hold off on submitting payment claims for students who would be affected by the new housing cost provisions while VA irons out its IT problems. Earlier this week, the department issued guidance telling schools to begin submitting those enrollments to VA.
Because we asked the schools to hold on enrollments, we expect a wave of enrollments to come in between now and the early part of the fall. So that will be an increased workload, and that's why we've got more people and overtime scheduled and those kinds of things. We're accepting the fact that we'll need to do some rework for enrollments that come in between now and mid-August, where we need to make corrections. But in our feedback from the schools is they would rather do that than continue to hold until the IT solution is in place. So as always, our goal is to make sure we're paying people timely and accurately. And we will continue with that laser focus throughout the peak period, as we always do.
Since the automated systems the department will be using to process at least some of those enrollments will use outdated payment rules, there's a significant chance the department will make inaccurate assessments about how much it owes individual veterans. So VA will ask schools to also submit amendments so it can make corrections to those payments, hopefully before they go out. Congressman Beto O'Rourke, the ranking member on the House Subcommittee on Economic Opportunity, expressed concern about what happens if the errors aren't caught until after the payments go out.
Just for the sake of the argument, let's pretend that main campus is downtown Manhattan And the veteran, lives in El Paso, Texas. Huge discrepancy in housing costs between the two. What will their experience be going forward if the zip code is not resolved prior to September 1? It is then the policy of the VA, even if it's the VA's fault for not having the fix in time, on schedule, the veteran will be overpaid and then have that payment taken back from her or him.
So if they were overpaid, and what happens in our system when there's a, we'll call it adverse action, there's a debt that the system would normally establish, those claims are, we call them off-ramped. They don't go through the automation engine totally untouched by human hands. They're off-ramped and a human being looks at them. If the overpayment, after review by the claims examiner, was due specifically and solely to this issue where the IT solution wasn't in place for Section 107, then the VA would consider that an administrative error on the VA's part. And we don't establish debts against a student when it's an administrative error on the VA's part.
Worley says if VA doesn't manage to repair the remaining defects in its automated systems by mid-August, as planned, it will continue using the outdated payment rules until further notice. Those payments are generally made in large lump sums that reflect an entire semester's costs. Oklahoma Congressman Steve Russell says VA could at least minimize the dollar value of those improper payments if it broke them down into bi-weekly or monthly chunks.
My understanding is that the VA has broad latitude in the implementation of the payment of claims to institutions. One of the problems that we've seen in the past is a waste that develops because of enrollment or how long the veteran is there, whether they drop out. Institutions hold money, and then trying to get that money back becomes a problem. It would seem to me that if we would promulgate some rules that would allow a shorter payout based upon eligible enrollment as opposed to a semester payout, then a lot of the waste that occurs with the VA paying out more money than it should. And so I would just ask that you give that serious consideration.
But Worley says as of now, there are no plans to pursue an approach like that. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.